You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an eventful Wednesday, a hump day. I will touch on the Tulsi Gabbard pick. I already touched on Hegseth and Gates, and we'll deal with some big pharma stuff, some fun sounds, some other things before we get going on all the doings of the hour. Let's rewind really quickly back to last February.
John Thune, who should have been primaried forever ago, but of course he's handsome and speaks very well on TV. John Thune's probably going to be our next Senate minority or majority leader.
Hey, Chris, when was that again? That wasn't from earlier today, was it, when I said that? Chris, why are you leaning back? I'm just asking. That was, correct me if I'm wrong, that was almost a year ago when I said that. Wow. Pretty impressive, isn't it, Chris? Anyway, it's me, Jesse the Oracle Kelly, and let us begin on this stuff. First, I have to address the Clay and Buck situation. I blasted Buck for his pistachio creme brulee on my show. Clay and Buck today return fire.
I fully support having pistachio creme brulee. Eating a tasty dessert with salty nuts is much better than any type of Brussels sprouts.
Look, the Brussels sprouts, I'm going to continue to defend. Excellent dish. I'll just point out that Jesse Kelly has ordered $75 tequila shots.
Okay. First of all, before we get to Tulsi Gabbard, the tequila shot thing has been covered ad nauseum. That is a vicious lie. I didn't know what they cost because I'd never bought them before. And once I found out what they cost, I was mortified and I offered to pay, but Clay had already gotten his wallet out and I didn't want to be rude. So I didn't have any idea that there was a shot on this planet that cost $75. That is, they've taken the truth. They do exactly what the communists do. They've taken the truth and they've twisted it for their own nefarious purposes to make me look bad. That is an outright lie that I knew there were $75 tequila shots. I didn't know. There's knowing and then there's unknowing. I didn't know. That's one. Two, setting aside the pinky out weirdness of eating pistachio creme brulee and then admitting it, everybody knows rule number one of dessert is you don't nut the dessert. You never nut the dessert. Keep your nuts out of the dessert. Nuts do not belong in dessert. They're fine in candy bars occasionally, maybe. Maybe I'll give you a Nutrageous. You know what? I will. I'll give you a Nutrageous. You put your nuts in that. You don't put your nuts in pudding. You don't put your nuts in brownies. You don't put your nuts in creme brulee. Keep your nuts out of the dessert. All right, I feel better. Now let's talk about Tulsi Gabbard, who used to be nuts. Maybe she still is nuts. Let's do always approach even our new friends with a degree of caution. A degree of caution. Tulsi Gabbard's history and her voting record, it's not great. But over the years, she has been a vocal opponent of what we call the deep state, of these intelligence agencies who have attacked us repeatedly. They've attacked her repeatedly. She's going to be the new director of national intelligence. That's a really big deal. She's hopefully going in there with an axe to grind.
Issues related to freedom of speech. She says she stands for freedom of speech. And yet, as we've seen time and time again, her and Joe Biden have taken actions both directly and indirectly to censor free speech. Most recently, I can point to my own experience of this, of how the Harris-Biden administration have added me to a secret domestic terror watch list the very day after Kamala Harris was endorsed by Joe Biden. And I was on TV and warning the American people about what I saw as the dangers of a Kamala Harris presidency, taking action that was clearly political retaliation. They've done this to a lot of different people, which points to how dangerous it is to have people in power so willing to abuse that power to go after political opponents. Okay.
Taking over as DNI director with that kind of attitude, I like it. I like it a lot. She sounds like somebody who wants to get in there and get some things done. And it wasn't just herself. She's been defending vocally. She's been defending all of us.
It's worse than ridiculous, Sean. It is absolutely despicable and outrageous. When you look at the president of the United States of America calling millions of Americans essentially terrorists, people who politically opposed him or voted against him, he's calling them terrorists in an attempt to intimidate them into silence. And we know this is because we've heard this before from both him and his attorney general. You'll remember when his attorney general said, you know, anyone who holds extremist or anti-authority views will be targeted for investigation and potential prosecution by their domestic terrorist unit. So he's essentially saying that this quote-unquote MAGA crowd are worse than terrorists. This is outrageous. And so for every American who's watching, every American who's seen this, no matter how you feel about the MAGA crowd, this is an authoritarian assault on our freedom. And we need to stand together very strongly against this attempt to intimidate and silence anyone who holds political views that are different from or opposed to what this president and his administration are furthering. This is an assault on our democracy.
Okay, so I don't hate the pick at all. I'm not in love with the pick, like I am the pick of Pete Hegseth. I'm not in love with the pick, but I don't hate it. Part of me likes it. I like that you're putting somebody as the DNI big cheese who has a problem with the intelligence agencies of this country. I like that a lot. That tells me some chickens may be coming home to roost. I like it that we are staffing the administration with people other than 75-year-olds, with all due respect to 75-year-olds. It's also looking a lot younger between J.D. Vance and Hegseth and Tulsi and Gates and the others. I like it. It looks young. It looks fresh. It looks different. We will see how she does. She has a monumental task ahead of her, and a task that one human being, even with Trump's backing and all this stuff, may not be able to conquer. We have, for the longest time, had our intelligence agencies, and that includes the FBI. It ceased being a law enforcement agency a long time ago. It's now a domestic intelligence agency. It's a state police, a secret police agency. That's what it is. Our intelligence agencies, for the longest time, they have taken over this country. They have in many ways run this country. Oh, you may have a Democrat president here or a Republican president there, but they still hold so much power, they seem to continue on with their dirty deeds and no one ever stops them. Part of the reason for that is to stop them, the House needs to defund them, and the GOP lacks testosterone, so has never been able to pull that off effectively. Also, don't discount this. There are things you always have to consider, things we can't see, things you can't see, things I can't see. Basic blackmail. Intelligence agencies in this country have been using that against politicians for a very long time. That's not internet whack job stuff. That's basic history of the United States of America. Hoover himself kept files on virtually every single person in power. You cheated on your taxes once when you were 19. Hoover had a file on you. He kept it. You flirted too hard with the secretary one night. He kept the file on you. He knew it, and he would use it. Basic blackmail is how intelligence agencies have run their business domestically and internationally forever. Do I need to remind you of this? If you see, as you see, a random Republican here in the House or a random Republican in the Senate to kind of toss a vote that doesn't make sense, that holds us back, do remember the prostitution ring they found, I believe it was in Maryland, it was right outside of D.C. We, of course, never got names, but it was supposedly a high-dollar one, And the clients were politicians, big CEOs, and military personnel, generals and admirals. How much videotape do they have there where you're one phone call away from getting that vote to go the way you want? And this is the very, very dirty, very, very ugly world Tulsi Gabbard is now in part going to preside over. We will see. We will see how this goes. John Ratcliffe, who is the guy taking over the CIA, I told you before I didn't necessarily love him for AG because I thought he might not be quite hard enough for that. I do like him as head of the CIA. I like the direction all this is going. So feel better about it. All right, let's do some emails. Before we do emails, let's talk about our dogs. You see, something huge happened today in the Kelly household. James not only got his driver's license, he passed his driver's test, but he got his physical license. And today, for the first time ever, hopped in a car with his brother and took a drive. They had to go get a haircut. Ob wasn't doing that great. But I think what helped her was Fred was somehow doing worse than she was. She sent me a picture of Fred staring out the front door, whimpering, because the boys had left together. He didn't know what was going on. And you know about Fred's anxiety problems. This is what we have to deal with in our house with the dog. The entire house has to comfort the dog instead of the dog comforting us. This is the disaster that I've gotten into. But we love him, and we want him to live a long time. And we had to fix his nervous stomach. He used to have problems after every meal. We started sprinkling rough greens on his food. Digestive problems gone. His coat looks better than it ever has. He's got great energy. You want your dog to live longer? You want your dog to have fewer visits to the vet? Start giving them nutrition. Start sprinkling rough greens on their food. All natural nutritional supplement. Free Jumpstart trial bags at 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, an amazing Wednesday. And do not forget to email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. Also, don't forget about this.
John Thune, who should have been primaried forever ago, but of course he's handsome and speaks very well on TV. John Thune's probably going to be our next Senate minority or majority leader.
That was from back in February. A little person I like to call the Oracle. Me, Jesse Kelly. Don't shake your head, Chris. Dr. Tiny Hands. Unfortunately, we didn't get who we wanted as Senate Majority Leader, but the good news for Texas, Cornyn did not win, and now we can primary him. With a year before the real work starts, can we do it? Is it feasible? Okay, so, his name is Steve. So this is what I was told. This is not me, not my theory. This is what I was told by somebody who's very, very wired into the politics here in this state. John Cornyn, mainly because of that gun control vote he cast with Mitch McConnell, John Thornton, given his age and motivation level, probably had to win the Senate Majority Leader fight in order to continue his political career. The chances are strong, from what I understand, again, this is what I was told, this is not a guess, the chances are strong that Cornyn will now announce that he's not running again. You see, if he'd won Senate Majority Leader, just the money that comes with that, not personal money, although they always find a way to get rich, but the campaign money that floods into your office from every industry wanting a favor, it's gargantuan. When you're Senate Majority Leader, you have so much financial backing, very, very, very difficult to primary those guys. In fact, it's very difficult to primary a senator anyway. It does take time. I rant and rave about it, but that's just because I want us to start doing the work. I'm not under the impression that Thune's going to be primaried next time and he'll get bounced out. I'm not under that impression. We just have to start caring enough to get involved. Anyway, John Cornyn, from what I was told, is very likely done because he didn't win that Senate majority leader thing today. And I want to say this because I want to get back to the emails and I don't want to keep beating everybody up. I don't want to do that. But remember when John Cornyn passed that gun control bill with Democrats, Mitch McConnell told him to do it. And John Cornyn agreed to do it. You want to know what that really was? It wasn't John Cornyn saying, I love gun control. It was John Cornyn saying, these Texas primary GOP voters are so stupid and lazy. I can pretty much walk right up to them and spit in their stupid faces, and I bet these dullards will vote for me again. When your red state senator, this doesn't apply to these purple states. I'm not putting this on every GOP senator. I'm really genuinely not. But when you have Lindsey Graham, Tim Scott, John Thune, Rounds, Tillis, both the idiots from Louisiana, when you have John Cornyn, James Lankford, when you have these guys in there who are constantly screwing us on these really, really important bills, it's not that they're screwing us on the bills. It's that they're marching right up to our faces and laughing at us. They don't have any respect or fear of their primary voters at all. And they're justified in thinking that way. Until these guys start losing their seats in primaries, they're going to keep screwing us. I know the red state senator from, or I'm sorry, the GOP senator from kind of a purplish state. I know he's going to toss a vote now and then. I get it. You know, McCormick in Pennsylvania, I know they're doing a recount there, so maybe this is a bad example, but McCormick gets in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is as purple gets. It's not red, it's not blue. We win it, we lose it, we win it, we lose it. McCormick, it's not that we just let him go do whatever he wants. McCormick's going to screw us over from time to time. He kind of has to. In South Dakota, Donald Trump, I believe, got 64% of the general election vote. That's how red South Dakota is. That means, believe it or not, South Dakota could run a right-wing lunatic like me, and I could get elected in South Dakota. Do you realize that? With all the offensive things I say on the air and everything else I do here, if I were to ever win a Republican primary, I would still win the general election because that state is so blood red. These red states like Texas, my state, I'm putting the blame on me too. We could have any Republican we wanted. We could and should pick the most right-wing lunatic. South Carolina has two of the biggest loser feminine dorks I've ever seen in the GOP. South Carolina, percentage-wise, is kind of the reddest state in the union. They could have anybody. And instead, we have police reform, Tim Scott, and then we have Lindsey Graham. Pathetic. Got to do better. Me too. I'm pointing fingers at me too. I'm in a red state. I'm a primary voter. I haven't done enough. I am making a commitment now to do more. All that MAGA enthusiasm must be carried into primaries. That's how we change things. All right, let's do some more emails and some trouble in Big Pharma. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Hey, let's check in with Dems and see if they've figured out how to appeal more to the working man.
So is this the guy who's qualified to make decisions about the most powerful military in the world who clearly does not know anything about the military?
You know what I was...
That was Whoopi Goldberg talking about two-time Bronze Star recipient and 20-year veteran of the military, Pete Hegseth. They're doing great. James Carville, if he had any hair, he looks just like me, has been pulling his hair out for quite some time at how badly Democrats are screwing everything up and what they need to do to fix it.
But this is like trying to wash clothes that's got smoke all over them. You can't get the stench out. And you could ask Senators Manchin, Senator Casey, Senator Brown, Senator Tessa, if they don't think that defund the police had an adverse effect on attitudes toward the Democratic Party, my God, you're right. It was so stupid. No one wanted to bring it up, you know, 3 years later, but the residue of it just stuck with us. It's going to take more than one cycle to get this stench off of the Democratic Party, and it's a stench of the highest order, let me tell you.
It's glorious watching it. Jesse. You ripped South Dakota for Thune. I agree, but there's no one else to vote for. He's a Democrat, not even a rhino. Quit calling me stupid and give us another option. I love your show. Well, let's bring up, first of all, the old rule on this show. Actually, we have a few rules, but let's go through a couple of them because they all really apply to this email. First, if it doesn't apply to you, don't apply it to you. You understand? If it doesn't apply to you, don't apply it to you. If I come on here and I say America's government school teachers are poisoning the minds of young children, I don't need you to write me an email saying, don't yell at all of us. I'm a history teacher and I'm doing the good work. Congratulations. It didn't apply to you. So why are you emailing me that you're offended? That's one. Two, this is not your mommy's show. This is your daddy's show. I can't change my nature. I can't. I am my father's son. God rest his soul. I am direct. Many people would simply call it rude. I do not have a delicate way to present things to people. I give it to you right between the eyes, and that's the way it is. Our GOP primary voters are not good enough. They are not. There aren't enough of them. We don't even show up in primaries. And the ones who do show up in primaries are morons who vote for the guy who's currently in. It's the default for GOP primary voters in blood red states. They show up and vote for the guy they know. Do I have to pull up the primary election results again? South Dakota, Texas, South Carolina. I mean, you name it. I could go through the red states. 75% on, that's the average. It's not like it's close. It's not like, whoa, we lost that one by a little. It's a blowout. These red state senators will screw you over for 5 years, and then on the election year, they'll raise $50 million and run a bunch of ads about how I'm on Team Trump and we're going to protect the border. And the dullards in the GOP primary will say, wow, he's going to protect the border and he likes Trump like I do. I'll go vote for Thune. That kind of idiocy has to stop. And I'm not here to tell you it's okay. If it doesn't apply to you, don't apply it to you. And you say, give me someone else to vote for. Well, people need to start running. This comes back to legal and local. Start getting involved. Running for office. You might find yourself in the state house one day. State senate. You might find yourself in Congress. You might find yourself popular. You might just find yourself in a position to challenge Don Thune. Well, we didn't have anyone to vote for. Oh, okay, well, never mind. Then just quit, I guess. I guess we're screwed then. Jesse, I don't have $5 million. I'm not saying we can fix these problems overnight or even the next election cycle. As I've explained, it takes years and years and years to fix a party. And a lot of it is because of these senators. They get dug in like a tick, and it takes forever to get them dug out. It takes time. But we can begin the work, right? So what does that look like? How about if I give you this? I'll try to soften the blow a little bit. How about if I give you this? John Thune got, well, I'll call it 75%. I'm not looking at it. I think that's actually pretty accurate. 74-75% of the primary vote last time. What if next time that's 65%? Now, I realize that doesn't solve the problem. That's still overwhelming. He's still going right back to the Senate. But you know what else I guarantee you? Guarantee you. If John Thune gets 10% less of the primary vote next election cycle than he got before, John Thune will know it. And John Thune and his team will discuss it. And they will be worried about it. That is a frightening trend for a politician, because they will look at it as, uh-oh, what's happening to our support base? What, we just lost 10% in one election? What did we do wrong? Now, that didn't even flip the seat, but even that alone put that guy on notice for the next time. And maybe the time after that, it's 60. Maybe eventually 55. Maybe some young upstart hotshot runs, gets enough funding that he needs, gets popular enough, and one day takes down the machine. This has happened before, and it can happen again if we care enough to do something about it. Let's care enough to do something about it, all right? All right. Oh, and speaking of the Senate, I kind of glossed over this earlier. It's worth dwelling on for a second.
Just been told that Senator John Thune will be the next Republican leader in the Senate. I congratulate Senator Thune on being chosen by his colleagues as the next Republican leader. I look forward to working with him. We've done many bipartisan things here in the Senate together, and I hope that continues.
This is what they do every time Democrats win the power. Remember when Chuck Schumer blocked the impeachment? You know, impeachment got sent to Schumer's desk, and he just kind of just made up some rules and just threw it in the trash can? Democrats take over with the slimmest of majorities and rule with an iron fist. And the second the low T GOP takes over, they smell the blood in the water. They see nothing but GOP weakness, and they start playing on it right off the bat. Hey, guys, we want to be bipartisan, right? Hey, let's be bipartisan. Everyone gets included now, right? Don't freeze us out, guys. This is why every Republican, when as soon as they get elected, should be given an automatic subscription for a male vitality stack from Chalk. Every single one of them. Can you imagine how much differently our GOP would operate if every one of them had a 20% increase in their testosterone, which they can get in 90 days, which you can get in 90 days? Chalk isn't reserved for the people in the GOP who need it most, the senators. Chalk is for everybody. And it's Black Friday. The month, I mean. Only in November, they're running a Black Friday special. When you use the code Jesse, you get a discount on subscriptions, and they add a $50 bonus product to your first delivery. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. All right? Go. Get one. Now, let's look back and remember.
The list of potential replacements is really bad. It is. Yes, there is a chance a more conservative upstart like Rick Scott can mount some sort of a revolution within the Senate GOP and maybe take over. That's probably about the best we could hope for. But the truth is, there have been a couple guys who've been gunning for this leadership spot for a long time, sucking up to Mitch McConnell, proving to the D.C. swamp that they're team players, of course, that they'll play ball. And those two names are John Cornyn, he's much less likely, and John Thune. John Thune. John Thune from the blood red state. John Thune, who should have been primaried forever ago. But of course he's handsome and speaks very well on TV. So the moron GOP primary voter goes out and votes for him every time. John Thune's probably going to be our next Senate minority or majority leader.
That's a great, great soundbite. Chris, can you do me a favor and make sure that's on tomorrow as well? Just in case we want to listen tomorrow. Just in case. You never know. We might want to listen tomorrow. Did you hear this exchange between Peter Ducey and Corinne Diversity Hire? I enjoyed this immensely.
President Biden and Vice President Harris had a private lunch. How awkward was that?
I don't even understand. Why would it be awkward?
Because
why would it
the president
be
got squeezed out for her, and then she kept him at arm's length, and then she lost, well, and now she's back.
Why would you characterize it as awkward? They have regular lunches. They meet and talk regularly. Why would you call it awkward?
Weirdness.
Yeah, they hate each other. It's great. All right, we have one segment left. I will do this big pharma thing. Couple more emails, headlines I get and didn't get to. Hang on.
Listening to the Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. What a week it has been. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Email us, leave a voicemail, 877-377-4373. We just had a bunch of, Chris, is the microphone picking up those cop cars that are whizzing by outside? There's a bunch of cop cars with lights and sirens whizzing by outside. And you know what I was thinking of? Every single guy out there, everyone knows a guy like this who says, I didn't do it. Every single time you hear those, you know who that guy is? He's the same guy who claps in the restaurant when the waitress drops a glass or a plate and he thinks it's funny. It's the exact same human being. I could see Corey being that guy. Chris, do you think Corey is? I bet he is. Corey has that dripping off of him. Just put that anywhere, pal, and clapping with the plates. Don't lie, Corey. We all know. Jesse, President Trump can sign all the executive orders he wants to restore America. The next president can rescind them with the stroke of a pen. Thanks to the behind-the-scenes scheming, that's tough, the Republican Congress basically is the same as now, did not help, I won't be holding my breath. Okay, so Ned, he said I can use his name, is not very hopeful. Listen, here's what you can be hopeful in. What you said is not stupid at all, but you can be hopeful in some things. Are we going to get huge, amazing legislation passed? Absolutely not. We have the slimmest of majorities in the House, and it's a decent majority, but not a huge one in the Senate. And those bodies are full of losers anyway. So we're not going to get a massive piece of legislation you love, whatever that would be. We're not going to get a piece of legislation through that's going to be amazing. And I'm not telling you otherwise, but we don't need legislation for certain things. These people that are going to try, we're waiting on the confirmation process. You know, Gates is a 50-50. I don't know that Gates is going to get through. So, again, we don't know who's going to get through. But if these people do get through, these people who are taking over these agencies are people who've largely spoken out loudly against the agencies. They're in there to reform them, to drain them. And we don't need legislation for that. Don't discount, I didn't even bring it up, but I probably should have. Don't discount this new government office Trump has started. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, they are going to start firing people. It's the government Office of Government Efficiency, and their job is to get rid of the useless bureaucracy. And I had seen something today to the effect that Trump was giving Elon Musk something like 530 days to get it done. How committed is this guy? Remember, this is the guy who bought Twitter and promptly fired 80% of the staff immediately. Elon Musk responded to that report and said, I won't need 530 days. This doesn't involve legislation. Deportation doesn't involve legislation. Building the wall already is legislation. The Biden administration was just so sick and evil, they sued to stop it being built and sold off the materials, but it's already legislation. So much of what we need is already legislated. I do share your concern. I'm not being dismissive of it in the House and the Senate, because we're going to have, you know what's going to be the most bitterly disappointing thing? It's going to be the omnibus bills and things like that. But I'm looking at an article here. Big food and pharma shake in their boots at a second Trump era. This is from The Federalist. RFK Jr. is already announcing 600 people at NIH, National Institute for Health, gone. The FDA is in deep, deep trouble because it's become just a big corporatist thing where the corporations, the pharmaceutical companies work with the FDA. It's all the same employees. They just go back and forth approving this, approving that. RFK Jr. wants to reform that. These are things we don't need legislation for. The disappointment will be the omnibus spending bills. And it will be disappointing and it will be devastating. And I want you to make sure you're ready for that now. And very likely, Chris, go ahead and write this down. Trump is going to sign those bills. They're going to do what they always do in Washington, and the House and the Senate, Republicans and Democrats, are going to come up with a new $1 trillion bill that funds all kinds of evil crap with your money. And they're going to get it through the House. They're going to get it through the Senate. And it's going to land on Trump's desk. And if he doesn't sign it, it'll be the first spending bill he doesn't sign. So that is going to be a disappointment. And when that day comes, we'll yell and scream. But there's a lot we can do without legislation. So pick your chin up.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Jack Smith to resign to avoid embarrassment of being fired by Trump. That is hilarious. Oh, don't worry, Jack. Lawyer up, buddy, and preserve your documents. There's going to be more than embarrassment coming your way. Humiliation. Everyone admits Bob Casey lost, except Bob Casey. And as of this moment, they have announced that they're doing a recount of the votes in Pennsylvania. Keep a close eye on Pennsylvania, and let's hope that army of Republican lawyers that was so wonderful for Trump on Election Day and stopped so many bad things from happening, let's hope that same army is being deployed on behalf of Pennsylvania, because these people were dirty and they will steal it. Yale introduces a class on Beyonce's political and cultural impact. I love this stuff. I love reading these headlines, because whatever we can do to reduce the credibility of these elite schools, the better off we will be as a nation. They should stop being seen as a destination for Aiden, Jaden, and Braden. Liberal Americans prepare for Trump's return by stocking up on birth control, abortion pills, and hormones. Yeah, they're definitely in a healthy place in this country. CIA officer arrested in Cambodia for deadly serious leak of classified documents on Israel. The draining of the swamp by these department heads is going to be a 4-year process at a minimum. The rot is very, very deep. I'm excited. I like the direction we're going, but the rot is deep. We are very, 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 very sick, and it's going to take an effort, a lion's effort, to make us healthy again. So let's pray, and let's keep on marching forward. We will be back to do it again tomorrow. That's all.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones.
We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to an iHeart Podcast.